buckle up, folks. How can superheroes be both saviors and the ultimate bloody threat? Welcome to the twisted media carnival that is The Boys. Hey, it's Vixie Steele, loud and unfiltered as ever. I'm equal parts intrigued and appalled today, which means you're getting the good stuff. All right, let's get into it. The Boys is an American satirical superhero series on Amazon Prime Video, developed by Eric Kripke and adapted from Garth Ennis and Derek Robertson's comic. In this world, soups aren't noble capes. They're market-tested, sponsor-soaked brands. Vought International packages them like limited edition sneakers, adds a side of fake virtue, and sells you safety while skimming your soul. Meanwhile, a crew of vigilantes called The Boys, Butcher, Huey, Mother's Milk, Frenchie and Kimiko, does the dirty work of exposing the rot. Premise in one image. Vought's PR team throwing confetti while the janitors mop up civilian guts off screen. And yeah, I don't get how anyone watches this and calls these soups heroes. That's like saying wolves make great shepherds because they look majestic on a billboard. Look, marketing can polish a turd, but it's still a turd with a catchphrase. Quick history, so you know this wasn't a fluke. Back in 2008, Columbia Pictures flirted with a movie. Adam McKay had wild previews of coked-up superheroes, and studios clutched their pearls and said, nope. Paramount tried in 2012, and same fear factor. Then in 2016, Cinemax teed up a TV version with Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg producing and Eric Kripke steering. Amazon nabbed it in 2017, greenlit it big, shot in Toronto, doubling for New York, and season one dropped in 2019. Boom. It hit. Weekly drops in season two kept the conversation spicy, not a three-day binge and ghost town. That's how you build a cultural beatdown, not just a weekend trend. The show's a five-season animal, with spin-offs bridging the carnage. Diabolical, the animated chaos sampler. 7-on-7, in-universe propaganda from Vought News. Gen V, the college pipeline proving indoctrination starts before the diploma. And there's even a prequel cooking, Vought Rising. Because of course, the company that sells you heroes also rewrites its own history. That's society for you. Important people, give them their due. Eric Kripke is the showrunner with the spiked bat. He built the five-season arc and told the room to keep one foot in realism. No magic reset buttons, only choices with consequences. He gender-flipped Stormfront to poke Homelander's insecurity. Brought in Soldier Boy as a brittle fossil of patriotic myth, then dialed up information warfare with Sister Sage and Firecracker. Rogan and Goldberg lend the chaos pedigree. Dan Trachtenberg set the pilot's street-level tone. Christopher Lennertz and Matt Bowen score it like a smirking punch in the ribs. And the cast. Carl Urban's Butcher is a walking grudge. Jack Quaid's Huey is the conscience with a shaky stomach. Erin Moriarty's Starlight is what happens when decency goes backstage and finds a meat grinder. And Anthony Starr's Homelander is a smile made of knives.
Now the big fight I keep seeing online. Is Homelander a hero or a villain? Jesus Christ, are you kidding me? He is an authoritarian case study wrapped in a flag and sprayed with cologne. One, his fascistic tendencies aren't subtext, they're the text in bold. From crowd radicalization to gleeful impunity, the man treats democracy like a chew toy. Two, he embodies the danger of worshipping power because it feels safe, not because it is just. Authoritarians count on you craving a daddy figure, then they sell you fear and buy your silence. 3. Charisma is not character. A polished speech and laser eyes do not redeem a hollow core.
Kripke said it flat. The politics are intentional. If you think it's too woke, go watch something else. That's not coy, that's clarity. The damn marketing slogans in-universe tell you the target. Make America super again. Soup lives matter. These are not neutral phrases, mate. They are mirrors. If you still stand Homelander like he's a misunderstood golden retriever with laser beams, I shouldn't have to say this, but here we fucking are. Media literacy is not optional.
And yes, the craft backs the bite.
Toronto wears a New York mask with digital extensions. Seven Tower rises like a corporate middle finger over the skyline. The VFX team juggles gore and spectacle at TV speed, while the music swings from chest thump to sardonic wink. In-universe tracks like Never Truly Vanish and that sugar-coated insanity Vought on Ice with Let's Put the Christ Back in Christmas, it's propaganda you can hum on the way to work, which is the point. If it sticks in your head, it sticks in your vote.
Speaking of the real world angle, personal story time, because corporates selling illusions is not just TV. I walked into this shiny coffee chain. You know the one, with a seasonal drink named like a yoga pose. I order a cold brew, and they ask if I want premium foam. I say, what's premium? They say, it's more air. More air, and they wanted to charge me extra. Are you hearing this? I'm paying rent on oxygen now. I swear, I stared at the barista like I'd slipped into a parody sketch. That's Vought, innit? Bag up nothing, slap a halo on it, mark it up 50%, and call it a lifestyle. We are all one push notification away from buying a branded conscience.
Look, the show knows the grift. In later seasons, the stakes go apocalyptic. On one side, a soup-killing virus in Butcher's fist. On the other, Homelander sniffing around the original Compound V like he can outlive judgment. That's justice versus genocide, immortality versus accountability. No quiz at the end, only consequences. And if you're cheering for the strongman because it makes you feel safe, congratulations, you just bought premium foam. It costs more, and it's still just bloody air.
If you disagree, tell me why. For real, leave a comment. Bring receipts, not vibes.
But if your defence of Homelander is just because he looks cool lasering people, I've had it with this fucking nonsense. That's not courage, that's cosplay for cowards.
Bloody hell, I'm exhausted just thinking about it. Vought and their soups can take a flying leap, preferably into a wood chipper labelled accountability.
Alright, that's all I got. Go do something useful. Read a contract. Question a slogan. Hydrate with regular air. It's free. Tune in tomorrow. I'll bring the matches and we'll light up another batch of corporate fairy tales.